Milburn is an actor and AIDS activist. You can catch him in Death Among Friends, co-starring with Nicole Tom and Margot Kidder, premiering on the Gay Network here September 25th. Also this year, David received an Emmy Award nomination for producing Ribbon of Hope Celebration, which honors media companies, programs, producers, and individuals who have personal and professional commitments to keeping HIV/AIDS awareness in the forefront of society. Hi, David.
Hey, Charlotte.
How are you?
Great. Thank you so much for taking your time to help us promote this wonderful movie that's coming out on Here TV.
Well, tell us about Death Among Friends.
Well, it's a murder mystery thriller, and it revolves around two young lesbian women who had a relationship early on in their young lives, and then the Nicole Tom character goes off to serve in the Peace Corps, and then she comes home for her brother's funeral, and then is reunited to kind of her long-lost puppy dog love at the funeral. But, of course, the person who caused the funeral was me, because I play a kind of a hired gun assassin that just happens to kill her brother.
What was it like working with Margot Kidder?
Margot Kidder's terrific. She is such a class act, and she has a lot of heavy dialogue on this thing, and I was so shocked. She came in, she gave a performance of a lifetime, and I think it's really going to knock people off their socks when they see this. She's a delight. I loved working with her, and I think the movie is something that will hold people's interest. It's kind of like a 10 Little Indians, and we're going to really take the audience for a ride on this one, because there's something evil that's coming, and I'm the evil that's been invited to the dinner party.
What's Nicole Tom like? I haven't seen any of her things. I remember her from The Nanny.
She's grown up, and she's grown up into a beautiful young lady who didn't have a problem at all with the gay thing, which was refreshing to see in an actress, and vivacious and hot beyond belief. And she's really sexy in this, and the relationship that she's created with the other actress in this piece is wonderful. And also, she kills me in the end. Oh, did I say that? So it's always fun to have a death scene and a fight scene with her, because it's just fun to fight with women. Not really. I mean, not in the real world.
No, I understand.
But in movie land, it's fun to fight.
Of the celebrities you've encountered, who are you most impressed with?
I've had the opportunity to work with some really stellar actors. I mean, going all the way back to Gods and Monsters, which won the Academy Award with Bill Condon. I was opposite Sir Ian McKellen. I played his doctor in that. And boy, what a wonderful actor he has been, and a wonderful flagship icon for the community. Mariel Hemingway, an iconic figure in the community, in her Line of Fire, which is also playing on Here TV. She plays the Vice President's Secret Service agent, top agent, and we shot that in New Zealand. And in that feature, I was a psychotic Marine that got to fight with her. I end up fighting with a lot of women in these films.
I saw your haircut.
Oh, yeah. You know, it's so funny. When I was prepping for that film, they said, wow, David, you've got this look. Can you get this look for the Marine? I said, you know what? I see it. I see the jarhead cut. I see the tats, here and here. I said, I promise I'm going to work out. I'm going to build my body up. So we got down to New Zealand, and I could feel the director's sigh of relief when I had created this look that was right for the character. And I had never had tats before. I know, Charlotte, do you have a tat at all?
No, I do the fake ones every once in a while for the summer in P-Town.
Well, when they put these tats on me, as I said, I'd never had tats before. And I was down in New Zealand, and the makeup people go, okay, David, you're wrapped for the evening. Let's take your tats off. And I go, no, I want to go out with these, I want to, because it's funny. When you have a tattoo, women treat you differently and men treat you differently. Like I'd get in an elevator and some women would like back away from me, and some women would move towards me. So anyway, but the tats are gone, and I'm back to being a hired assassin.
Right.
In Death Among Friends. So.
What inspired you to get involved with the AIDS issue?
I've been around this, as we all have, for many, many years, and I saw an opportunity to create the Ribbon of Hope celebration from an existing program at the Television Academy, and then with a relationship with Here TV to marry the two, to take this wonderful, what was a live show, and broadcast it on Here TV so they can get the viewership. You know, AIDS is still with us. People are still dying of AIDS every day. And the largest demographic of this disease, right, this pandemic now, is with women of color. And I thought that it was, and my fellow producers, and certainly the wonderful people at Here TV, Paul Collishman, Steve Jarko, they saw that we are not going to walk away from this disease just because it's not in the communities that we know now. You know, it's in Africa, it's in India, it's right here, in the women of color. That's the largest growing demographic of this disease. We need to not walk away from this disease. We need to see it through to the end. You know, many people think that, oh, well, it's like diabetes and the cocktails work and, you know, just, no. Well, they do work to an extent, and hopefully they'll get better, and they are saving some people's lives. But bottom line, Charlotte, is people are still dying of this disease. They may not be calling it AIDS anymore, but this disease grows on your immune system and you die of something else. We're not going to walk away from this.
Do you think if HIV/AIDS got as much attention around the world as the H1N1 flu, maybe we would be further along with a cure by now?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I look at what's going on with this media blitz about the flu, and it's like, oh my gosh, these news channels 24/7, do they really need to strike this kind of fear into us over flu? You know, let's get back to AIDS. I remember back in the 80s when Reagan wouldn't even mention it. You know, didn't he go his entire presidency without even mentioning it? I mean, it was totally unacceptable. So with the Ribbon of Hope celebration, that's why I was so honored that the Daytime Academy in New York honored this program by giving us a nomination. You know, the Ribbon of Hope celebration is a live presentation that we filmed for Here TV, where we honor programs that bring HIV and AIDS awareness to the forefront, you know? And these people, these television people, are doing the work that, when you say, Charlotte, the news agencies are bringing the flu thing, well, the news agencies should still be focused on HIV and AIDS awareness as well.
When is the next Ribbon of Hope celebration?
We're in negotiations now, and Here TV has produced and aired it for the last 2 years. So we're just deciding where next to go with it. So hopefully we'll come to some conclusion, and I'll be able to announce that.
What are your hopes for LGBT civil rights in the Obama administration?
Well, it's been a rough start. I think we all know that, and I still have hope, but we need to see some definitive action soon and some support. We need to see some sign. It's been a little dismal start here with the Obama administration, but I still have hope, you know, and hopefully he'll get around to it, and he'll get around to it soon.
What's your spin on gay marriage?
I believe that everyone should have the opportunity to love whoever and to marry and to live a fulfilled life. For people to judge other people, no, that's not where we're at. We're not about judging other people. Let people do what they want to do and let people love whomever they want to love.
You live in California. What's your reaction to the passing of Prop 8?
I'm embarrassed. I'm embarrassed that the campaign didn't get out there in the way that it should have gotten out there by portraying positive role images. They just didn't show gay and lesbian couples in happy relationships. They just went away from that. That's why I think a network like Here TV, their mandate is to show authentic relationships and portray positive role images. This is a network that is going for what we all needed to see in that Stop the Hate campaign. We needed to see, you know, people in nice, wonderful, loving relationships, actual gay and lesbian people in those ads. We didn't see that. They really missed the boat on that, because we can't hide from what this community is, you know.
What projects are you working on now?
Well, I've got a film that's already in the can where I'm opposite Seymour Cassell called Without Borders. We shot that, it's a feature film, we shot that in Athens and Chicago and Tijuana. And it's being distributed by Village Roadshow, and I'm thrilled with that. Go figure. Athens, Tijuana, and Chicago. But we wrap that this spring. And I've got another series is coming up on Here TV, which I can't talk about quite yet, but I'm thrilled about that as well. I'm anxious to see how Death Among Friends does. I'm anxious to see how that does with the LGBT community. I know that it's playing on HereTV.com, and also, and I'll give you a little scoop here, it's going to premiere on Gay.com, which is, they have a broadcast service now. So you'll be able to see it on Gay.com and also on HereTV.com, which is, HereTV is available on every cable and satellite provider. Just call HereTV.com and find out. But both those avenues are ways to see this film, this wonderful film.
Do you have a favorite quote or mantra to get you through difficult times like this?
You know, they are difficult times, but I think with difficult times come a lot of opportunity.
Well, thank you so much, David.
Well, thank you, Charlotte, and congratulations on all that you do for this community and your Emmy win as well.
Thank you.
You know, once you get that Emmy, you can't forget about that.
Oh, it's unbelievable. Charlotte. I feel very fortunate.
Thank you so much.
Well, have a wonderful day.